Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome today's guest, the strong and powerful Tatiana Sawyer. Tatiana, are you ready to do this?
I am ready to do this, George.
Excellent. Let's do this. Tatiana is a numbers expert. She's a visionary accountant and the founder and CEO of Linza Advisors. She's the author of the book, Dream Bold, Start Smart. Excited to have you on. Tatiana, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure, I'd love to. So I have been in accounting for 15 years. I'm a mom of two beautiful kids that are growing too fast. I love to do a lot of fun things like ballroom dancing, skiing, and just being outside with kids. I'm obsessed with numbers. And you know, for why I do what I do is actually very simple, because what I do is actually change people's lives, because I promote change in their business and that affects their life. They have more money to spend any way they want. And that's kind of why I do it. I want people to flourish. I want people to grow and to be happier and do what they really love. And because of the work that I'm doing, I'm actually able to deliver that to the clients and the readers and so on.
Well, that is a powerful thing right there, to be able to put more money into people's hands so they can spend it however they want, to hopefully do things that they enjoy. I think that that's an incredible thing. When you say that you're obsessed with numbers, I am not, and I'm always fascinated by people who are. So has that always been the case?
You know, it actually hasn't been. Ever since I was 14, well, let's start with when I was a kid, my parents were doctors, so I wanted to be a doctor. But then when I was 14, I found out what a lawyer does, and I was fascinated by it, so I wanted to be an attorney. So when I came to the United States, when I was 19, I actually wanted to finish bachelor's first and then, you know, go to law school. But as I was kind of with, you know, in my bachelor's journey, I needed to pick a major, and I was alone. There was nobody else in the country to like help me out and support me. So I figured, you know what, which major would allow me to actually, support myself financially through college and then through law school, and accounting happened to be that. And so I went into accounting. I knew zero about it. And I learned from scratch. And in the process, I kind of fell in love with it because I was learning theory and also applying it to the bookkeeping clients that I used to have. So to me, it all clicked right away. And in college, I was fortunate because they've brainwashed us in a good way to, you know, if you're studying accounting, you might as well sit for the CPA exam. So I thought, why not? So as I was kind of on this journey, I saw how impactful what I did was. And, you know, I never approached bookkeeping as just something that people need to get done, that business owners just need to get it done. It was much more than that. It was life-changing, because if the bookkeeping is done right, a business owner can actually look at it and make decisions, understand whether or not they can afford something, a new expense, a new employee, a new piece of equipment, or whatever it may be. So I started noticing those little things, but it all came together kind of when in 2018, I made it to the top 15 in a global Intuit accounting firm contest. And I thought, you know what? That makes so much sense, because I've been doing all these things, but actually haven't really noticed or put a value on everything that I've done for the client. So I started kind of building on it, and that's kind of how the book came about and everything else in between.
Nice. I think that's incredible. So, and how often when you're talking to business owners, do they view bookkeeping as just something that they had to do?
Fairly often, I would say in most cases. You know, we live in a society where, and it applies to many professions, not just accountants, but the profession has been commoditized, the service has been commoditized. And because people don't look at accounting or doing their taxes as something that they want, people hate doing them. People usually hate dealing with numbers in general. You know, a client of mine, a great CEO of a clothing brand, I love working with the guy. He once told me, he was like, "Tatiana, accountants don't start businesses, visionaries do." So basically, what that told me was that people who do start businesses often started based on a passion or something that they love doing. And most aren't accountants or finance professionals, which means they usually kind of treat this whole money, numbers, and taxes area as, you know, I'm going to stick my head in the sand and kind of let it happen on its own.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that. Visionaries, just by the very definition. Well, I take that back. I'm sure that there's plenty of visionaries out there that happen to be awesome at every aspect of it, but more often than not, they are just the visionary and not necessarily the detail, nitty gritty, keep the numbers person. So I appreciate that very much. But if that visionary is going to get to where they really want to go and have the kind of life that they want, the impact that they want, they have to have the details taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is that many of us accountants have for years kind of supported that vision of our commodity attitude from the clients. We're never positioned accounting or bookkeeping or tax work as something that people should want to do. And I'll give you an example. So, you know, I've mentioned earlier that I believe that bookkeeping, accounting, doing your numbers can actually transform your business, because so many business owners just make financial decisions based on eyeballing their kind of bank account balance. Mm-hmm. Instead, you know, I work with CEOs who have cash forecasts, and we're not talking about huge businesses. We're talking about $5 million companies, sometimes $1 million companies. And by forecasting cash, by understanding how your revenue works, whether you can assume any type of growth or any type of kind of stability in terms of your revenue, and then project your expenses, you'll actually know whether you will have a cash crunch in 3 months. And that's powerful, because then your decisions today are dictated by the knowledge of numbers. And so many business owners are missing that piece because they were never good at math, or they were never good at numbers, or they never understood any of that. And we, as accountants, we often fail in communicating how important it is, because we're so caught up in the routine in having a ton of clients because we ourselves undervalue our own work. So we've failed to communicate that value. And when it comes to taxes, you know, people hate doing them. People hate paying someone else to do them. People hate paying taxes. And so there's a lot of hate going around. And, you know, interestingly, many accountants also hate doing their own taxes, which is interesting.
Yeah.
You know, many accountants do their taxes at on the last possible extension day, which I never understood. So my taxes are always done first, because once my taxes are done, then it's downhill from there.
Yeah. Everything you just said really makes sense to me, that we're talking about really a paradigm shift away from just looking at, number one, accounting being a commodity. And then number two, helping the business owner recognize that a successful partnership in this area with their numbers, but also with their professional, with their actual accountant, can really help them to take their business to the next level, because they'll really know their facts, they'll really know their numbers, and they'll actually be able to forecast and make decisions not based on gut instinct or feeling, just but actually based on facts, numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's a couple of years ago went through a training at the American Institute of Certified Tax Planners. And before that, I was a typical traditional accountant. I was looking at a tax return and basically thinking to myself, okay, so how many hours will this take my firm to do this? And basically multiplied by some rate, and that's the price. But that is a faulty proposition kind of at its core, because what it does is still it promotes the same vision that taxes is something that's like a necessary evil, something that you have to do. But after I went through the training, it actually completely changed my mindset and my vision of a tax return. Now, when a potential client comes to my practice, I look at their tax return not as something that I can put an hourly value on, but I'm looking for an opportunity to put more money back in their bank account. And once you change that mindset, it completely transforms how you think about taxes. You're actually excited about it, because for my clients that I work with, tax planning clients, and you know, people who for whom I do the actual tax returns and other work, they're actually excited at the you know, during tax time, because they know we've done all the work in the during the year. There's no surprise in April. And they love it. They always, I've had a client, I believe it was about 2 years ago, who he's been a client for my other services, like controller type services, for years, for maybe a decade by then. And he never gave me his tax business. His argument was always, oh, you know what? I've been with this guy for 20 years and he's been giving me a really good price on tax return work. I was like, fine, you know, it's up to you. But then I got trained in certified tax, you know, in tax planning, and I reached out and I was like, do you want me to look at your taxes? I think it was for 2017. I reviewed his numbers and he said, sure. I mean, it can't hurt. It's free, right? So I found that he could have deferred about $40,000, but he missed a window on that. So there was nothing I could do about that. Then I started looking kind of more deeper, and I noticed that some of his income was misclassified, and that cost him about $80,000 in federal tax only. And he switched to me like in a moment.
Sure.
So I got him the money back. And after this situation, he said, you know what? I'm never again making any decision without talking to you.
I believe that for sure.
So it's been quite a journey.
Yeah. So that's a great example to illustrate. Okay. Well, there are clear things that this person, their previous professional was just sort of checking boxes and not being proactive. And then you were able to take a look and say, hey, look, we're looking at 40,000 here, 80,000 there. For people who are listening, how do they begin to make that shift without, you know, something, without having sort of that slap in the face light bulb moment? How do they start making the shift? How does an entrepreneur start making that shift away from just looking at it from reactive to more proactive?
Well, I think there are a couple of steps, actually. Number one would probably be, if you, as a business owner, have a large Schedule C, which is one of the schedules for a small business on your personal taxes. And by large, I mean 100,000 and up. I would even say 50,000 and up. If you're making 50,000 or more on a Schedule C, then you need a tax planner, because you're most likely overpaying the tax and you could save a significant amount. Now, here's the thing. So typically that would require restructuring, maybe creating a multi-entity structure, which is usually my favorite, because with multi-entity structures, you can get to the most tax savings legally. So many people are hung up on that one entity setup. Oh, I only have this one business. But then going back to 2017, we got a new tax reform, and that created this new deduction that excluded certain businesses. But then most businesses have two or three different revenue streams, and one is eligible and the other one isn't. So multi-entity structures are typically maximizing your tax benefits. So starting by looking at your tax returns. So many people don't even look at them. That's probably the first step. It seems easy and kind of like duh, but that's where that's where it starts, kind of. Then understand that step number two is to understand that if you do engage a tax planner, that doesn't mean that you have to switch accountants. So many tax planners just do a one and done tax plan where they can either bring you money back from prior years or incorporate changes that will kind of make sure that you get the tax savings going forward, or both. And for that, you don't always need to leave your tax accountant. Actually, in many cases, you don't have to leave them. You can just keep the same relationship and kind of get the new setup going. And number three would be to adapt this mindset of, is it deductible? I think one of the organizations that I know that do train accountants in this other skill set talk about hidden business deductions, where they analyze personal spending and look for ways to legally make those business deductions. And there are so many things that traditional accountants don't know, just because those benefits, certain benefits, are just not commonly known. They're not commonly used. So that mindset can save you a ton of money. And the key here is to not wait until March or April. Actually, accountants, November and December are the slowest months for traditional accountants, but for tax planners, those are the busiest months, because while the year is still active, you can actually do something. You can incorporate policies. You can have paper trail and money trail related to the strategies that you've developed. But once the year is over, that's it. There are some benefits available to you, but they're very limited compared to what you could have done during the year. So reaching out to accountants in November, to tax planners in November and December, is critical, because then you can actually harvest the tax savings if you do it right.
That makes a lot of sense in the world. When it's done, the horse or the cow, the animals are out of the proverbial barn, and there's no putting them back in. So you need to be proactive about it, and obviously take some ownership over the process. So I love it. Well, yeah. Tatiana, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
So the difference-making tip, it's actually one of my favorite questions. But don't fake it till you make it when it comes to numbers. Face it, and face it early, and that's the key to success.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah, there's probably times in life to fake it till you make it, but not when it comes to numbers. So amen to that. Well, Tatiana, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you, and how can people engage with you?
So the best place to start is my website, talktotatiana.com. You can engage in different programs or just get free resources and get connected and follow me. That's the best place to start. And social media, of course.
Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Tatiana your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to talktotatiana.com. Check out all the great resources, and I'll link all that in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Tatiana.
Thanks so much.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com. strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.